Hello, this is Blaise Bonpain with a comment. We have just experienced an inductive study of how we are not represented. Calls to every congressional office have come in from 25 to 1 up to 1,000 to 1 against the pending war in Iraq. But what difference should that make? It's only the will of the sovereign people of the United States who are demanding peace. Since when did they count? Since when did they matter? Friends, we are witnessing the final takeover of the United States by the military, corporate, prison, and gun complex. They don't care what you want. Your representatives do not represent. They do not dissent. They do not oppose. They are indistinguishable from the rubber stamps of any tin-pot dictatorship. In order to stay in power, they are not willing to exercise the power they have. You have witnessed a cynical disregard for the Constitution of the United States. Mr. Bush has no constitutional power to declare war anywhere, but he is now illegally given power to declare war everywhere. And the Supreme Court has the power to declare his congressional resolution unconstitutional, which it must do. Aside from the national crime of disregarding the Constitution, Mr. Bush is committing an international crime against peace by his endless threats and preemptive strikes. Planned assassination is also an international crime against peace. Mr. Bush is now solely in charge of International Murder Incorporated. Congresspeople, wouldn't it be better to go back to your used car lot with self-respect and confidence that you did the right thing? Wouldn't it be better to go back to your law firm with some integrity rather than to remain a prostitute for mass murder? Each and every one of these congressional corporate lackeys must be replaced. They have betrayed their sacred trust. They have betrayed their oath of office. They have betrayed the people of the United States, and they have betrayed the Constitution. Perhaps it is fortunate that they approved of this massacre before election time. Now it is up to us to give them an electoral response of no confidence, no respect, and no future. Quite simply, they are either with us or they are fired. They are marching in a trance with a serial killer who walked through Texas signing death warrants for the mentally ill and the poorly represented, leading to one of the largest frenzies of cold-blooded state-sponsored killing in our history. And now the fear merchant continues to sell his wares. Bush has become a master of the ghost story and tales of horror. His eyes flash back and forth as he tells lies about a destroyed nation. George Bush forgot to talk about the danger of our weapons of mass destruction. George forgot to talk about our chemical and biological warfare capability. And he forgot to talk about the extreme danger of accident with these weapons of mass destruction. He also forgot to talk about his bloodthirsty policy will manufacture more terrorists. We don't wonder whether Pakistan, India, Israel, and China have nuclear weapons of mass destruction. We know they do. The madness of our attack on Iraq will give these states the go-ahead for their own first strike actions. So now we are prepared for the largest demonstration in decades. Yes, October 26th in San Francisco and Washington, D.C. For information on these historic demonstrations, call 213-487-2458. 213-487-2458. It would be so much easier if our representatives would represent us. They have given us their answer, and now we must give them ours. Help us to make these two demonstrations the largest in the history of the United States. Our integrity as a nation has been destroyed internally. We as a sovereign people have the power to redeem our fallen state. For a free copy of this commentary, call 323-852-9808. 323-852-9808. This is Blaise Bonpain.